when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Great old-time music for the next hour or thereabouts. All played from phonograph records like always. You remember vinyl, don't you? You know, record players, needles, little adapters that go in the middle of the record, all that groovy stuff that today's people know nothing of, I tell you what. Interesting show today. First, we're starting off with the fact that I can't read my own handwriting. I couldn't even figure out what number show this was today. Then we come across a record sleeve that has a secret message written on it that I'll tell you about here in just a little bit. It's going to be an interesting, interesting show. And it's also weird because we do this show in northern Minnesota, no matter where you happen to maybe listening to it. And it's been like 35, 40 degrees around here for the last week. Highly, highly unusual for us. Last year was like 30 degrees below zero for a couple of weeks. So it's like 65, 70 degrees warmer than it was a year ago. It's very weird and it's kind of messing with everybody. We're very happy about it, but it's kind of messing with everybody. So it feels like springtime. I don't know. It's just weird. But anyway, a lot of records to get going here. I noticed the first two I grabbed off the stack are both songs named after girls. That would be an interesting show to do. It would be just easy to do an entire show of nothing but old-time songs that have a girl's name in the title. But I think it's the first time we've come across this particular band in the show, Rudy and His Checkmates. Here's Patty's Polka.
Thank you.
have Rudy and his checkmates making, I believe, their first appearance on the show. And Patty's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour says on the record here they are from Schenectady, New York. And it's just fun to say Schenectady, New York, I think. So there you go. Patty's Polka. But there's a mystery. A dun-dun-dun here on the record sleeve. Because the it's just one of those plain white record sleeves like you put a 45 in. But it's really beat up. It's all shredded and falling apart. And stamped on it with a big rubber stamp, it says this: what is the million-dollar question? Who eats Polish pickles and drinks Pepsi Cola? For the answer, listen to the How Are You Polka. The How Are You Polka is not on the record that is in this sleeve. We just heard Patty's Polka, and the flip side is the Pizzicato Polka. So we have to assume that somewhere in this box of Polka 45s is, because, you know, records don't always go back into their same paper sleeves, that somewhere, someplace in this box of several hundred 45s, there has to be the How Are You Polka. Now, as we go through the show today, I will dig around through the box and see if I come across the How Are You Polka. And if I do, we will play it in the show today. But I'm telling you, the odds, I'm putting that up there so I remember, the odds are not likely that that's going to happen, because there's a lot of records in here, and I don't know that I have time to do the show and dig through that many records at the same time. And it may be in another box, because they all, you know, when you pack up a mountain of records, you divvy them up into various boxes. So I don't know. And it doesn't even say who might be singing the song. So I'm going to have to check and see if I can find the How Are You Polka. So we get the answer to the million-dollar question. In the meantime, we move on to another song, which is a girl's name. We have Joni's Polka. And no, I am not going to do it. No, it's Joanne's Polka. Sorry about that, Joanne. Really happy Richie was not cheating on you with Joni. It's Joanne's Polka. I'm not doing a show of all girls' names. Just so happens the first two records had girls' names today. Joanne's Polka. Here's Happy Richie and the Royal Airs.
Sweet girl, her name's Joanne, and if you saw her, you'd understand. Lovely brown eyes and lovely brown hair, oh Joanne, you're so dear. Lovely brown eyes and lovely brown hair, oh Joanne, you're so dear. I was so lonely till I met you, changed my life through. Now I'm so happy and very gay. Please let it always stay. Now I'm so happy and very gay. Please let it always stay. Goodbye, my sweet Joanne. My love for you, dear, will never end. Goodbye, my sweet Joanne. Thank you.
All right, there we go. Some kind of an award for enthusiasm there. Happy Richie and the Royal Airs. Joanne's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I have not yet solved the mystery of the How Are You Polka, but I'm going to keep digging through the records while we're doing the show and see if I can find that by the end of the show. I think the Royal Airs, though, should get some kind of award for prettiest record label, I think. I mean, I realize we're only a couple of songs into the show, but it's a white record label with like petals of pink and blue and yellow that kind of overlap. And anyway, it's a very festive and happy looking record label. So there's got to be some kind of bonus points for that anyway. We're going to get on to Lawrence Dukow and his orchestra here, the Thumbelina Polka on the way. But first, I wanted to talk about melaniesmusiclessons.com. They bring you the show every week. And if you've ever had the desire to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, maybe you're just curious. Can you do it? Maybe you just want to give it a whirl and find out. Maybe you want to find out if grandma or grandpa's or your mom's accordion that's sitting in the closet in the bedroom for the last 47 years, and you know it works, but you don't know anybody who could play it. Maybe you wanted to take a shot at it. Well, Melanie can help you out. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Melanie has more than 30 years of experience giving music lessons, and now she does it with the latest technology over the internet, live interactive video lessons via Skype, which you're probably familiar with. If not, it's a very simple video conferencing kind of thing. You can talk to each other back and forth, live video on the screen. Every now and then you see him use it on the news. You know, so, and now we go to the scene of the war where our reporter Hank is standing by live via Skype, you know, and he's there. And anyway, so it's an established technology. This lets you take your lesson anywhere, and it's still a live, interactive, face-to-face lesson. It's just that your faces are in different parts of the country. Check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information is there. You can take your first lesson free. There is no obligation. All the information right there at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, let's get to it. Lawrence Dukow and his orchestra. Here's the Thumbelina Polka. Lawrence Dukow, his orchestra there, the Thumbelina Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I need to remind you, I have so many records spread out in here, trying to find that How Are You Polka, so we get the answer to the million-dollar question. I have quite a mess going. I wanted to mention before we get too much further along here that you can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour. If you want to do email, very easy. It's just oompahour@mail.com. That's Oompa with two O's, O-O-M-P-A-H, hour@mail.com, or we're on Facebook now. So if you're a Facebooker or Facebook-y. I don't know. You can look us up there. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And that'll get you there. You can always just like us there if we have anything interesting to tell you. We'll be posting it there. Maybe some silly pictures, too, from time to time. And you can also post your requests there, by all means, because I love to dig through the boxes of records to try to find your requests for you. So, by all means, stop by and pay us a visit on Facebook. All right, now this one, this is interesting, because I have the Hello Mary Lou, Goodbye Heart Polka. And I thought to myself, we have played this on the show before. So I looked it up. It was way back in October we had this on the show. Was October? It doesn't seem like October was that long ago, does it? But I guess it is like 3 months now. But anyway, I have another Hello Mary Lou polka by a different group. Back in October, we had played it by Walt Sisolek and his musical ambassadors. And now we have the Hello Mary Lou polka by Tommy Redder and his Polka Towners. So apparently, Ricky Nelson pop songs from the 50s lend themselves well to becoming polkas. Let's give it a try. Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, Heart Polka. Tommy Redder and the Polka Towners here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And still looking for the How Are You Polka. It's not looking good. I'm almost through this box. It could be anywhere, but we got to find that song so we get the answer to the question about the Polish pickles and the Pepsi. So we'll just keep looking. It's got to turn up eventually. All right, now I have a record here. It's by Lil Richard, not Little Richard, as in Tutti Frutti, O Rudy, and Wop Bobba Luba, Oppa Wop Bam Boom, and all that. Now, this is a Lil Richard polka now, and I'm going to play the B side of the record because the A side's a waltz, and I'm not in the mood for a waltz yet. I don't know about you. I'm just not in the mood for a waltz yet, so I'm not going to play the waltz side. I'm going to play the flip side, which is the pizza pie polka, which is kind of like the Polish pickles and Pepsi. It's pizza pie. It's all food that starts with P. I always argue. I tell my wife, I say, I got to go grocery shopping. I need to get all the P foods. I'm out of all the P foods. The important stuff, Pringles, peanut butter, Pepsi, pretzels, Pop-Tarts. Almost everything I like to buy in the grocery store starts with the letter P. It's very weird. Anyway, here's Lil Richard. That's on Aleatoric Records out of Minneapolis, by the way. I love the sound of the records that they made. They had their own. Every record company kind of had their own sound, and Aleatoric definitely had their own sound at the studio there, and I just love it. Here's Lil Richard and the Pizza Pie Polka.
On the island of Capri, where I first sang this melody, dancing the pizza pie polka. With pizza pie and some red wine, my honey said she'd be mine, dancing the pizza pie polka. And now each year we go to see that lovely island of Capri, to dance the pizza pie polka. And as the stars would shine above, each star would verify our love, dancing the pizza pie polka. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, you'll enjoy dancing to this polka. With that big old moon above, you are bound to fall in love, dancing the pizza pie polka. First sang this melody, dancing the pizza pie polka. With pizza pie and some red wine, my honey said she'd be mine, dancing the pizza pie polka. And now each year we go to see that lovely island of Capri, to dance the pizza pie polka. And as the stars would shine above, each star would verify our love, dancing the pizza pie polka. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, you'll enjoy dancing to this polka. With that big old moon above, you are bound to fall in love, dancing the pizza, dancing the pizza pie, dancing the pizza pie polka.
Ah, there we go. Little Richard there. Not the rock and roll Little Richard. The Pizza Pie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm not certain, but I suspect there's going to be a Whoopi John record in the show today. I don't know. I can just feel it, can't you? I don't think I'm going to find the How Are You Polka that we're looking for, at least not in this box full, not today. But we're going to keep on looking. This is weird, you know. You get to looking at records and record sleeves. You know, a lot of them just plain old white beat-up sleeves. A lot of them are in sleeves from the record company. Like Lil Wally, for example, is on his own record label, JJ Records. They put out tons of records in the day, and they have very colorful paper sleeve. Be happy and gay with JJ is the slogan on the sleeves. Now, this, so I have the Polka Country Musicians. They're going to do the I'm Polish Polka. It says here they're from Uncasville, Connecticut, is where they're from. But the sleeve, you know, the little paper thing that the record goes in, obviously has been around in a lot of places because it's typed right on it. There's a little box where you type in the name of the record that belongs in the box. And typed in the, where you put in, like, for your library, it's typed in that the record that was in here was Sting doing If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free, and Fortress Around Your Heart is what was originally in here. And thank heaven that's not what's in here now. Here's the Polka Country Musicians and the I'm Polish Polka.
When I was just a little lad, only 3 foot 3, I used to ask my mama what is nationality. My mama, she would pick me up and hug me oh so tight, and sing this little song to me, so then I saw the light.
I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see.
that recognition of my blood is nationality. And now that I am all grown up with my own family tree, I'd like to teach my children about nationality. We gather round the fireplace and then before too long, we start to sing that melody of Mama's Polish song.
I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish, proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality.
So when I die, I plan to go up to the pearly gate and take with me a lot of friends, oh let that be my fate. St. Peter, he will open up and throw the key away, 'cause God will say, let heaven be a Polish holiday.
I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish, proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish, proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish as can be. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I'm Polish, proud to see. I'm Polish, I'm Polish, I want the world to see that recognition of my blood is nationality.
All right, there we go. I'm a Polish as could be, apparently. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, that's the Polka Country Musicians. And, hey, not bad at all. We don't have a lot of... You know, I think that the Polish polka people are the only people who make records where they sing about being Polish and how groovy that is. The German people do not do that. The Slav people do not do that. The Czech people do not do that. I don't know. I think it... But nothing wrong with it. It's great to be proud. It just seems weird that that maybe the others should do that. But, you know, we've had a lot of Polish records today. I suspect Rudy and his Czech mates were Czech, even though they didn't spell it with a Z, but it felt that way. A lot of great Polish bands today, and I feel like I need to balance that out with a German band. And I was going to play Whoopi John today, and I came across the Six Fat Dutchman record first, so I think I'm going to go with that. But I've noticed, and maybe y'all can help me out, I try to mix up all the different nationalities of old-time music that I can find, you know, fitting within the polka waltz, you know, Oberic, Schottisch kind of thing. I have a hard time finding records that I consider to be of ethnic origin that are not either German or Polish. I've got a few Slav records, I have a few Czech records, but not nearly as many as I would like to kind of mix it up a little bit. So if you know of some bands that that work, you know, that fit those other categories, let me know. Just email oompahour@mail.com or stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/Tim's Oompahour because there just don't seem to be that many. And there certainly should be, because I know there are plenty of musicians. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of records around, at least not in the boxfuls that I have. And I'm not against going out to get more records. I'm all in favor of that. But it just, if you can even it out a little bit for me, have some tips, by all means, let me know. But I told you I had the Six Fat Dutchman here, and I do, and it's the Cherry Pickers Polka.
Thank you.
Six Fat Dutchman, the Cherry Pickers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, we do play records. You may have heard a few scratches in that one. It's got a few miles on it, so you know it's a good record, right? We will get a waltz into the show today, I promise. Right now, Bernie Roberts and his orchestra, a little vocal duet action. Here's Pretty Red Wing.
Thank you.
All right, we got Bernie Roberts and his orchestra, Pretty Red Wing, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And, of course, we always try to get in at least one waltz every time we do the show. So I think we better do that now before I guess get carried away. I was looking for that other record we were talking about earlier. I started digging through this box, and I'm like, oh, we got to play this, we got to play this, we got to play this. I got like 3 weeks of records already picked out here. So, all right, time for a little waltzing, by golly, from the Guide Record Company in Houston, Texas. We have Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman. Here's the Ranger Waltz. There we go, a little waltz action for you there. Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman, the Ranger Waltz, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I like on the record, says in compatible stereo. So we certainly wouldn't want anything that was incompatible. And remember, of course, if there's a band you'd like to hear from or a song you'd like to request, you can always do that here at the Oompa Hour. You can either email us at oompahour@mail.com, or you can visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and you'll find us there. Feel free to request a song or a band or whatever. We'll dig through the record, see if we can't find it for you. Now, this record, I'm hoping, because I don't remember this record specifically anymore, but I'm hoping that at least some of the vocals are in English, because the record labels have been wrong before, because I have Ray Budgelik and his orchestra, and he's doing the I'm a Doctor polka, and it says on the record that it has a Polish vocal, and I'm hoping they do some of it in English, because it doesn't that just sound like it's going to be an interesting record? So let's find out. Here's Ray Budgelik and the orchestra, I'm a Doctor polka.
Doktorem, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie doktorem, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Hey! Jestem sobie kawaler, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie kawaler, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Oh,
Amorim, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie samotnym, tra la la la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la.
Hej!
Jestem sobie pijakiem, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie pijakiem, tra la la la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la la la. Sobie doktorem, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie doktorem, tra la la la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la.
Hey!
Jestem sobie samotnym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la 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 la. Jestem sobie samotnym, tra la la la. Jestem sobie wesołym, tra la la la.
Hey, hey!
Great bunch of Lake Candace Orchestra. I'm a Dr. Polka. And so much for my hope of having some English vocals in there, because I just thought it sounded like an interesting record. But it was still a great record. But I was hoping to at least get one verse in English. But no, we couldn't do that. All right, well, let us just press on here, because we're just jamming in a lot of songs in the show this week. And this is weird. You know, a lot of things are weird. The new Chicago Lairs. You know, like, there's a lot of bands that end with the Lairs or the Airs. We played the Royal Airs earlier today, as a matter of fact. The Royal Airs. Yeah, because it ends with an L. It looks the same. But this is the new Chicago Lairs, and there's a space between Chicago and Lairs, L-A-I-R-E-S. It seems weird to me. But anyway, here are the new Chicago Lairs and the Good Wishes Polka.
Jak się podewam, i mi zdrowie gospodarze, jak się podewam. Siśli, tańśli, młody zdrowie, i mi zdrowie, bivać ona moś, bivać ona moś. I kochaj mi się ponowy, kochaj mi się szans. I kochaj mi się ponowy, kochaj mi się szans. Kochaj mi się szans i kochaj mi się panowie, kochaj mi się szans. A tak ładam kraju trzymaj. We'll be right back.
right, there we go. The new Chicago Lairs and the Good Wishes Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra on the way. Next, I need to mention again melaniesmusiclessons.com, because if you would like to learn to play, you know, you could be the star. Melanie could help you out. You want to just stop by melaniesmusiclessons.com when you're surfing around on the interwebs there and check it out. She could teach you how to play the electronic keyboard, the piano, the accordion. She also teaches music theory, and I tend to forget that. And she does it live on the internet via Skype, so you don't have to worry about where she is at if you would like to take some music lessons, because she does it on the internet. But it's still a live, interactive video thing. You see her, she sees you, you talk to each other, just like she's sitting there with you, except she's small and she's in your screen. But anyway, you can check it out. You can take your first lesson for free, and there's no obligation after that, so you just try it out, see how it works out for you. Find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, that's easy to remember. melaniesmusiclessons.com. You know, a couple of weeks back, we were talking about how they used to have a Grammy Award category for polkas, and they don't anymore. They did away with that, and I thought it'd be fun at some point to maybe do a show and play tunes by all the Grammy Award winners back for the years they were doing Polka Grammy Awards. And we didn't do that because, well, there aren't that many different acts that won the Grammy. Frankie Yankovic won like a bajillion of them. Jimmy Sturr won like a bajillion of them. And there were a couple of others, maybe one or two, that were like one-time winners or whatever. So as you go through all the years of Polka Grammys, you'd be playing an awful lot of Frankie Yankovic, Jimmy Sturr records. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it would make for kind of a lopsided show, if you know what I mean. But we haven't heard from Jimmy Sturr in quite a while. Here he is with the Oh, My Honey Polka.
Are you sure that you're in love? Can it be the moon above?
Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear.
That love is grand, but I just don't understand.
Right, there you go, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra there, and the Oh, My Honey Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We're going to see if we can't fit in another tune yet here. Maybe two. Yeah, that might be pushing it. We'll see how it goes. I just stumbled across this one. It sounded kind of fun. Here are the Harmony Tones and the Oh, Yeah Polka.
We'll be right back. mama była za całowanie. Ona mówi mnie,
yeah!
Moje kochanie,
oh, yeah!
Po mnie mama była za całowanie.
Harmony tones of the Oh Yeah Polka here on Tim Zumba Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I have one question about that song. Obviously, they were singing in Polish. No problem there. But the band was in several places responding with, Oh Yeah! Is Oh Yeah Polish for Oh Yeah? Or are they responding in English to a guy who's singing in Polish, which would be a terrible inconsistency in the record if you were to ask me. Unless the guy who's singing in Polish, who I don't understand, I'll admit that, could be singing, do you understand what I'm saying? If so, shout, oh yeah. And he's saying, oh yeah, in Polish, and then they're yelling back, oh yeah. Then it would make sense. But I think the band should be yelling back, oh yeah, in Polish, unless oh yeah is a generic phrase that means oh yeah in all languages. I really don't know. But fortunately, we don't have any more time to consider those possibilities because we're going to sneak in one more here from Eddie Zima and his orchestra. Here's the My Kathy Polka.
Thank you.
Zeman his orchestra there, the My Kathy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and by gosh, that wraps things up for another week. I will continue in my quest to find the How Are You Polka that we talked about earlier in the show. So hopefully in one of these boxes that's going to turn up. And the good news is I have as many sleeves left as I do records.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We shall return again in a week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!